Yeah. Okay, on the air. All right, I had to shut down the broadcaster because it was recycling. It's like a feedback loop had developed. All right, folks. All right, this is Yahweh's Covenant People for September 1st, 2017. We're
No
waiting for,
audio.
yeah, well, they should, there's a delay. They should be getting it shortly. We're on the air.
Okay,
Yeah.
we're on.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Well, wonders never cease.
Yeah, right. But we're going to be picking up where we left off. We did all of chapter 3 of Second Esdras, and it doesn't appear that Pastor Howard is going to be with us this evening. So let's just go pick it up with chapter 4. And I'll start reading, Pastor Steve. I'll do the first
Just a
paragraph.
second, I'm bringing it right up
Okay.
and trying to remember.
Yeah. Well, why are you looking for it? I'll
No,
start reading.
it's not in the doggone bookmarks. What am I doing?
There
It's in my file folder.
you go. All right, I'll continue with chapter 4 of Second Esdras. And the angel that was sent unto me, whose name was Uriel, gave me an answer and said, "Thy heart hath gone too far in this world, and thinkest thou to comprehend the way of the Most High?" Then said I, "Yea, my Lord," and he's speaking to the angel, and answered me and said, "I am sent to show thee three ways, and to set forth three similitudes before thee, whereof, if thou canst declare me one, I will show thee all the way that thou desirest to see, and I shall show thee from whence the wicked heart cometh." All right, so he's going to ask him three trick questions. And if he can answer one of these three trick questions, then Uriel will show him what will happen from his day until the judgment day.
Yeah,
And,
I'm still searching
okay.
for Second Esdras, and I'm trying to remember what file it's under.
Oh,
What
okay.
what's the name? There's Second Esdras. Okay, I got it.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
The Apocrypha, Second Esdras.
All right, in
Okay.
verse 5 of chapter 4, and I
And
said, "Tell on, my Lord." Then said he unto me, "Go thy way, weigh me the weight of the fire, or measure me the blast of the wind, or call me again the day that is past." Not sure if I understand that part of that question, but the
all
first
right.
two parts are weigh me the weight of the fire, or measure me the blast of the wind, or call me again the day that is past. Okay, so it sounds like you're saying, talk to me in the past if you can. All right, so in other words, there's these three questions. Can you do any of
Well,
these?
now what I'm seeing here is he has given Esdras, a man, tasks and questions
Yes.
that only Yahweh can do. He
That's
is
right.
humbling him.
Right?
Can you like he told Job, this sounds like what he's doing to Job. Can you tell me the names of all the stars? And can you do this? And can were you there when I did this? Were you there when I did that? It's a humbling thing, you know. How
Yes,
much does a
absolutely.
fire weigh?
Yes.
It's like
Three blast furnaces.
the old Bill. I hate to use Bill Cosby, but the old thing about
Yeah.
build an ark.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. What's an ark?
Right. What's a blast furnace?
And
Okay.
like he said to Abraham, I want you to sacrifice Isaac.
Yes.
What?
Right.
Are you kidding me? How long can you tread water? You know, like what he
Right.
said to Noah.
Yeah. Well, tread water I can do for a while.
Once you all that stuff,
Not walk
you know,
on
the old
water.
comedies.
Yeah.
He's humbling this guy,
That's right.
who is one of his prophets. Say, look, here's the pecking order of the universe. I can do all these things. What can you do? You're a man. You're an atom.
Well, here is
That's what
as
he's saying to him.
yeah, his here's Ezra's answer. Then answered I and said, "What man is able to do that, that thou shouldest ask such things of me?" And the angel Uriel said unto me, If I should ask thee how great dwellings are in the midst of the sea, or how many springs are in the beginning of the deep, or how many springs are above the firmament, or which are the outgoings of paradise, peradventure thou wouldst say unto me, quote, I never went down into the deep, nor is it into hell, neither did I ever climb up into heaven. And if that's Ezra's answer, he would be saying, yeah, I never did those things. Okay.
That's right.
Nevertheless, now have I asked thee, but only of the fire and wind, and of the day wherethrough thou hast passed, and of things from which thou canst not be separated, and yet canst thou give me no answer of them. In other words, he's saying, well, you're involved in all of these things. Your mind, body, and spirit are involved in all of these things, yet you have no explanation for them whatsoever.
That's right. You're only an atom.
Right.
Where it says you're only what man, it should be what Adam is able to do that.
Right.
They've translated this. All the translators had that fault.
Right, right.
Up until recently when, like, the scriptures,
mm-hmm.
they have a lot of it right.
Right.
But
well, there's
not all of it. They don't use Adam. They're still using man, son
right.
of man.
Yes, yeah, should be son of Adam. Needs to be specific.
Should be son of Adam. It needs mm-hmm. to be changed. And I have to write him on that. I said, you got rid of Gentile.
Right.
Now yes. you need to get rid of man. You
yeah, because...
Either translate Enosh, for number 582, is mortal.
Right.
Number 120 is Adam. It's got to be a specific time of man.
Mm-hmm.
Geber is a mighty man.
Mm-hmm.
There's young man, a youth, but mm-hmm. they translated all of them as man, a man, period.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's
everybody
at least...
has done that until my printing of the scriptures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's at
so
least
far,
five or six
I'm
different.
I'm the only one that has gone all the way
mm-hmm.
with the words.
Right, right.
And well, those mistranslations tamper with the sayings of the passage. It has to be specific.
Right, right. There's at least five or six different Hebrew words that are all translated as man, and that's illegitimate because in Hebrew they have completely different meanings. Okay,
right.
You mentioned Enosh, and what's
and
the other?
I did the dissertation on sin. What kind of sin?
Right, yes.
There are different types of sin, but no, they just put sin.
Right. Okay. So these generalizations and vaguenesses, for lack of a better word, vaguenesses in translation do this justice to the original Hebrew.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It was laziness on part of the translators.
Right, right. And so whenever you see that the Hebrew word is Adam, it must be translated as Adam and not as man, because man is just too general. Okay.
That is only a gender specific. That is ish. And it is also used of animals.
Right. Exactly.
Number
right.
That's right. 376 is all a male goat.
And Isha is female. Isha is a female. So Ish is male. Isha is female.
And it means a female, woman, and wife.
Right, and it can mean a female dog, a female goat. It can mean any of that in context, right? So they just translate it as man, right, indiscriminately. All right, and this is how the Bible has been butchered. So let's continue here. Well, if you finally got your place there, pick it up on verse 10.
He said, moreover, unto me, your own things, I'm not going to use the archaic language.
Right, go
your
ahead.
Own things and such as are grown up with thee, can you not know? What'd you grow up with?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know your own stuff and things that you grew up with. How should your vessel, in other words, your body, mm-hmm. then be able to comprehend the way of the highest? Now, let's stop right here. Your vessel. That's specific. That is something that contains something. Now, what would it contain? The vessel of an Adam would contain mm-hmm. the breath of life.
Mm-hmm. The spirit of an Adamite.
Okay. the spirit of an Adamite.
All right.
So that we need to point that little that's subtle.
Yes, that's very subtle. Every species has a type of spirit that is supposed to indwell that species. That's why race mixing is forbidden.
Spirit is a spirit, but a soul is a soul. And only the Adam was given the soul.
Right.
The spirit is a spark of life. And when an animal dies, that spark returns to the source. But an Adamite with the breath of life, I know Paul wants lives.
Yes.
I don't read it that way. But I think he's given only to the Adam.
Right.
With a capital A.
Right. I think he's making the distinction there between the Adamites that were created, plural. Yeah. Male and female, he created them in Genesis chapter 1 versus the individual Adam and the individual Eve being addressed in chapter 2. Okay.
Right.
That
was a specific Adam
mm-hmm.
as a progenitor of a continuing seed line.
Right. A specific species.
Within the Adamic race.
Exactly.
There's the Adamic race. And there are the Adams that were given the breath of life, the soul.
Right.
And then that's nephesh. And that can be translated into a bunch of different things. So the original language is very difficult. And that's why I have dedicated myself to its study. Now, all of these writings were written in that language.
Yes, yes.
All the apocryphal books in between the Testaments, they were not written in Greek. They were written in Hebrew or Aramaic, which is very, very similar.
Yes, yes, yes. The fact is that this statement here by Esdras, actually by the angel here, has been verified by quantum physicists over and over again. Let me just hear. Let's see, who is this?
Leroy's in there wanting to know something, and I've got three things going now, and I can't get the fourth. I can't go over to the Skype quick.
I'll look at it quickly here. This is from, I'll get the physicists. Anyway, several physicists are mentioned here. Non-local mind is a term I introduced in 1989 to account for some of the ways consciousness manifests, ways suggesting that it is not completely confined or localized to specific points in space or time. This is a physicist talking. He says, mind is not specifically located to any particular point in space-time. Nobel physicist Erwin Schrödinger believed that the mind by its very nature is singular and one, that consciousness is not confined to separate individual brains, that it is ultimately a unified field. They're talking about Yahweh here. David Chalmers, a mathematician and cognitive scientist from the University of California at Santa Cruz, has suggested that consciousness is a fundamental in the universe, perhaps on a par with matter and energy, and that it is not derived from nor reducible to anything else. Nobel physicist Brian Josephson of Cambridge University's Cavendish Laboratory has proposed that non-local events at the subatomic level, for example, the fact that there are correlations between the spin of a subatomic particle, even after they are separated, can be amplified and may emerge in our everyday experience. In other words, I don't have to go on any further. These scientists are all saying that there is a reality beyond the physical world and it's conscious.
Yep.
Okay.
So who knows what happens when we die?
Right, exactly.
All these physical limitations disappear.
Yes, yes.
And we become spirit.
Amen.
That's all that's left of us. We leave this tabernacle we're indwelling now.
Yes, yes.
It is nothing but matter that will return to its former natural form.
So that's all in the spirit, but they don't want to use the word spirit, but they are using the word consciousness. And so Uriel's question is, how should thy vessel then be able to comprehend the way of the highest? You can't. You're only human. No, you can't do that.
We don't have the capacity. It's like using a Commodore 64 computer and trying to put Windows 20 into it and make it into a Cray supercomputer. It's not going to happen.
All right. Not going to happen.
You know, yeah. I'm being filled up daily with knowledge that he gives me to my capacity. It is a marvel what he has taught me through his spirit. It's like a connection to this huge computer someplace, and I'm just some little machine someplace that's being fed little dribbles.
Right.
And it's like, boy, you know so much. I don't know so much. That's the point.
Right.
What
right.
we don't know is so much more than what we do. Mm-hmm. We keep trying to raise ourselves up.
Yeah.
Beyond, we're overstepping our bounds.
Right. So
that is our arrogance has been the problem. We have inherited some of that from the fallen angels, this
yes.
arrogance that we think we can put ourselves on the level of Elohim. We cannot.
And as you mentioned,
he will give us what he will give us. Be happy that you have something.
Right. Both Job and Ezra are being told here, you can't comprehend Yahweh. You just can't do it, right?
Yeah. And he says, and the world being now outwardly corrupted, to understand the corruption that is evident in right. my sight, that's the divine being speaking.
Mm-hmm.
He can see the corruption. Well, now we have been enlightened to see the corruption in our world.
Right, right.
Those of us that are doing the wake-up calls for the world here have been given spiritual enlightenment, and we've been raised up a little bit of level, not by our doing.
Yes.
Not by because we're so great, but because Yahweh has a task for us to do.
Right, right.
It's like doing an upgrade on your computer, okay? I got a new, faster processor because Yahweh wanted me to have it.
Right, right. And if you try to put a program that just won't run on your old computer, it will, you know, it may burn it up, right? It'll overheat it. It just won't work.
Well,
okay.
Well, we need to be humble
mm-hmm.
with this knowledge.
Right.
That's
what
the whole
Ezra...
thing. All of this is what we have been given to see to
right.
benefit our fellow Israelites is a blessing. And we need to realize
right.
from where it comes. And be humble about it. This is
mm-hmm.
Yahweh's workings, not ours.
Yes. Amen.
EFR is in existence because Yahweh wills it to be in existence.
It exists in
and
his
it
matrix.
It hasn't been taken down yet because Yahweh does not will for it to be taken
yes,
down.
Yes, we'll see how long Yahweh keeps us going. Even if we are taken down, we have alternatives already in the works, folks. But here, I can't pass this one up. This is by Max Planck, Nobel Prize-winning physicist. As a man who has devoted his whole life to the most clear-headed science, to the study of matter, I can tell you as the result of my research about the atoms this much. There is no matter as such. All matter originates and exists only by virtue of a force which brings the particles of an atom to vibration and holds this most minute solar system of the atom together. We must assume behind this force the existence of a conscious and intelligent mind. This mind is the matrix of all matter, unquote. Now that's humility. That's humility. Okay.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, this is your top-of-the-line physicists have all come to this conclusion, but your academic, garden-variety scientists, they're materialists, they're not interested in this quantum mechanics stuff, because the quantum mechanics revolution has all stated that mind is the reality, matter is a byproduct of it. But please continue. Please continue.
Verse 12, then said I unto him, it were better that we were not at all than that we should still or live still in wickedness and to suffer and not to know wherefore. In other words, not to know why. Why are we living in this wickedness?
Yes, and Socrates said...
Well, I have an answer for that. Yahweh is giving the wicked one and his minions enough rope to hang themselves.
That's right, right. And Socrates said the unexamined life is not worth living.
That's right.
Okay, so there's a lot of people out...
We learn by our mistakes.
That's right.
Don't do that again. Yeah. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
But the vast majority of people in the world are just looking for pleasure and money. They're not examining their lives at all.
Well, thinking is too much work.
Maybe
that's
the brain circuits aren't working.
They have not been taught to think like used to do in college.
Amen.
You know, how do you logically examine a situation? They don't teach that. They teach feeling.
Feelings.
How do you feel?
We all have feelings. La da da. Yeah.
How do you feel
about
George Washington?
Right.
How do you feel about the Constitution?
Karl Marx.
How do you feel about Karl Marx?
Yeah, right.
Wouldn't that be a utopian society if we all felt that way? Oh,
right.
Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya, Hare Krishna.
Right. Stupidity cubed, right? Stupidity cubed is all that would result in.
George Harrison,
right,
got into all that Krishna nonsense.
Oh, right, he did, yeah, right.
And he confused Krishna with Christ.
That's right.
They were one and the same. Well, sorry, George.
Yes.
You screwed up.
Okay,
maybe
please continue.
Too much LSD.
Verse 13, please. Okay. That'll open your mind.
No, brother, brother Abair. Oh, McYahweh had a farm. EFR.
Hey, all right.
EFR.
We got a poet.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
That's so bad it gets two merits. Right?
Two merits, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I wrote a song for David Allan Coe years ago.
Oh, yeah?
I don't have any monkeys in my family tree. Nothing but pure white people as far as the eye can see. I carry the seed about them, and you can't believe me. I don't have any monkeys in my family tree. And I've got a whole bunch of verses.
Yeah, very good. Very good. All right. Verse 13.
Okay, he answered me and said, I went into a forest, into a plain, and the trees took counsel.
Interesting. Well, I mean, physicists have said that even plants have minds, have consciousness. They communicate with each other. Yes.
But then we have the figurative uses of
yes,
tree.
Exactly.
The tree. What, the races?
Yes, the forest is the world. Okay.
And said, 14 here, and said, come, let us go and make war against the sea, that it may depart away before us, and that we may make us more woods. They were going to run the sea out and use the seabed as a forest.
Right.
Verse 15, the floods of the sea also in like manner took counsel. The floods of the sea, floods of people.
Okay, or just think in terms of literal water.
Leroy, we're not monitoring that chat. You'll have to go in the EFR Chatango.
Okay, no, is he in the, I'm monitoring
the. He's the AOCI. We're not monitoring that. The floods of the sea also in like manner took counsel and said, come, let us go up and subdue the woods of the plain. that there also we may make us another country. Floods. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's floods of people. Verse 16, the thought of the wood was in vain. That's worthlessness.
That's
for
right.
The fire came and consumed it.
Right.
Verse 17, the thought of the floods of the sea came likewise to naught, for the sand stood up and stopped them. The borders of the sea established by Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18, if you were judged now between these two, whom would you begin to justify, or whom would you condemn?
Well, I think the point of this simile or parable here is simply to say that Yahweh has created an ecology, and he has determined the bounds of all these different life forms, period. And anybody who tries to exceed these bounds will find out that it won't work. It just won't work.
All right. He established his order of arrangement.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that's what it says in John 3:16, for Yahweh so loved his order of arrangement,
right.
Not the world.
Right.
That's a mistranslation. It's his order of arrangement. And what was the first issued order of arrangement? Kind after kind, or species after species.
Yes.
And what does the adversary and his minions try to do? Mixed species.
Yes, hybridizing.
From the very beginning.
Yeah. And that resulted in the first murderer. Yes.
That's correct. And verse 19, I answered and said, verily, it is a foolish thought that they both have devised. For the ground is given unto the wood. That's order of arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
And the sea also has his place to bear his floods. Order of arrangement. Verse 20, then answered he me and said, you have given a right judgment, but why judgest you not yourself also? Verse 21, for like as the ground is given unto the wood and the sea to his floods, even so they that dwell upon the earth may understand nothing but that which is upon the earth. And he that dwells above the heavens may only understand the things that are above the heights right. of the heavens.
Right. One of the
everybody in its place.
That's right. One of the conclusions of quantum mechanics is there is no such thing as a theory of everything, that science cannot achieve that because it's theoretically, or not, it's not just theoretically impossible, it's physically impossible that, let me put it this way, a created being cannot devise or understand its creator, all right? Is it Paul that says that the potter, it's in the Old Testament too, that the clay cannot understand the potter. The potter made the clay, okay, and he can do with that clay whatever he pleases, and there's no way the clay can understand the potter. That's all there is to it.
That's right, and okay? the clay cannot make itself as great as the potter.
That's right. And if he wants to, he'll break that pot, right?
And the creation is not equal to the creator.
There you go. There you go. So
and
physicists,
that is our problem is
right.
We have been trying to make ourselves an equal, and all our pathetic science does is give us better ways to kill each other.
Right.
More efficiently.
Right. And more ways to grill a hamburger. Right. But
yeah. And pork chops.
Right, on the same grill right now. Okay. All right, verse 22, please.
Then answered I and said, I beseech thee, O Lord. Now, that's correct there, because he's not speaking directly to Yahweh. He's speaking to a divine being.
Uriel, yes.
Mm-hmm. That is master. That probably would be
Adonai.
113.
Adonai, probably.
No, that's Adon.
Okay.
136 is Adonai. Let me have understanding. He's asking him for understanding. For verse 23, for it was not my mind to be curious of the high things, but of such as pass by us daily, namely, wherefore Israel is given up as a reproach to the nations.
Yeah, and now, here heathen is actually correct, because it's talking about non-Israelites.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it would be non-Israel nations,
mm-hmm.
but
yes.
It would still be nations.
Right, the correct translation, but heathen is not an incorrect translation in this case.
Because
in context, yes. Go ahead.
And for what cause the people whom you have loved is given over unto ungodly nations.
Right, which would be heathen. mm-hmm. Right.
And why the law of our forefathers, that's the Torah, is brought to naught, to nothing, and the written covenants come to no effect.
Yeah, he can't believe it. Esdras is having Yahweh, why did you create all this?
He's in consternation at the sin
of Israel. Yes.
Of Israel. And this is during the time, this is the book of Ezra. In the regular Bible, it's in the Bible.
Yes.
That was his name translated Ezra. It's Esdras.
Yes.
In this
translation.
Okay. Right. It's a different language translation. That was the time when they were instructed to put aside all the foreign wives.
Right.
They were carrying and doing business on the Sabbath.
And their children.
And Nehemiah shut those gates and said, you will not. And he beat up a couple of people.
Right.
He tells it, when I get into Nehemiah, he beat the fire out of a couple, pulled hair out of their head and their beard.
And his own hair.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Right.
But that's what he's talking about here. This is in the same time period.
Yeah.
Verse 24, and we pass away out of the world as grasshoppers. And our life is astonishment and fear. And we are not worthy to obtain mercy. Well, mercy comes from Yahweh anyway.
Yeah, and we have to ask him for it. Sometimes he gives it to us on his own without asking.
But he loves us.
That's right.
I mean, you may have to spank your child, but you don't beat them to death.
Right.
Okay. Verse 25. What will he then do unto his name by whereby we are called? Israel. You have overcome as El, as in Elohim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have his name. The people of Yahweh. Okay, that's what we're called, Yahweh's chosen mm-hmm. people. Of these things have I asked. He's confused. He doesn't understand all of this because he's only a man.
Yeah. I think what's going on in his mind is, well, why did you, Yahweh, create us, the Israel people, and allow us to go so far astray? What's going on here? I don't get it. What's this all about? Okay.
That's correct.
All right,
verse
26, what does Uriel say to him?
Then answered he be and said, the more you search, the more you shall marvel. Seek and you will find, in other words.
Right?
For the world hasteth fast to pass away. Look at what's going on today, Eli. Mm-hmm.
It's self-destructing. It's self-destructing, yeah.
How fast, though? The term snowballing, when you roll a snowball down the hill and it gathers snow to itself and get bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's rolling all the way down to hell, right?
Yep. Verse 27, and cannot comprehend the things that are promised to the righteous in time to come. We're still waiting for the time to come.
Who's it promised to?
The righteous.
There you go.
There you go. For this world is full of unrighteousness and infirmities, which is sickness. Aren't we full of sickness today?
Right.
He said, I will put all these plagues as I did on Egypt. You will have all these sicknesses if you do not obey.
Yeah.
What do we have today? Yep. Everybody, diabetes, heart disease, everybody's on and on, painkillers, and on and on and on.
Painkillers.
Too many to list.
Yes, right.
But a few of us, the remnant, are trying to go back to the original way of worship and righteousness.
Yes, yes.
And the rest, well,
yeah.
Hey, look.
And his food laws and natural things as opposed to pharmakia, right?
So, don't say we did not warn you, people. You cannot claim that. Once you've heard, you can't unhear. Verse 28, but as concerning the things of which you asked me, I will tell you, for the evil is sown. Who sowed evil?
Right, Nakash.
Who sowed evil?
Nakash. Everybody needs to know that word. Nakash.
But the destruction of it has not yet come. Well, it
That's
hasn't
right.
come yet either, but it's coming soon.
Yes.
It's getting closer and closer every day. Verse 29, if therefore that which is sown be not turned upside down, and if the place where the evil is sown pass not away, then cannot it come that is sown with good. Well, he's going to destroy before he heals.
That's right.
That's one of the first things that Yahshua is going to do is heal this world.
He's got to cauterize the rot.
Take the pollution out of the soil, the air, and the water.
Mm-hmm.
He will heal just by his word. Be healed. He's not like this Benny Hinn character. He's a real deal.
Right.
And everybody that survives that he does not slay will live on a pristine, pure planet. He will restore the earth. That's what he has promised us. So, you serve who you want, but for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh.
Amen, said Joshua. Yes.
Uh-huh. Verse 30, for the grain of evil seed has been sown in the heart of Adam. Who?
Right.
From the beginning. Where did he get that from? When he
Well, it says Adam here. It doesn't say man. It says
right.
Adam here. It says Adam.
He learned
this is a good translation. Yes.
In the Garden of Eden, that's where he learned good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
Because he disobeyed. That's why he was kicked out. And how much ungodliness has it brought up unto this time? How wicked have we gotten, in other words?
Yes.
And how much shall it yet bring forth until the time of threshing? What's the time of threshing?
Threshing.
The separating of the wheat and the tares.
There you go.
That's what threshing does.
Mm-hmm.
Ponder now by yourself how great fruit of wickedness the grain of evil seed has brought forth.
Mm-hmm.
The evil seed line.
There you go. That's right.
Verse 32, and when the ears shall be cut down, which are without number, how great a floor, a threshing floor, shall they fill?
This is a premonition of the parable of the wheat and the tares, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Right?
Verse 33, then I answered and said, how and when shall these things come to pass? Wherefore are our years few and evil? Well,
yeah.
When? Everybody wants to know when, but nobody knows. Only the Father knows, and he's not telling.
All right. Although he has given us hints, but the exact hour...
Well, he's given us hints today.
Yeah. Right? Right. No one shall know the day or the hour, okay?
Right.
But we can speculate as to which year, which month, right? Maybe
but
Feast of Tabernacles?
He said, watch the signs.
There you go. Yep.
Signs everywhere, son.
Right.
Yep. Verse 34, and he answered me, saying, do not you hasten above the Most High.
Don't try to speed things up.
Don't elevate your ego, Adam kind, up against up against Yahweh, you're not going to make it. You won't make the cut.
Yes.
For your haste is in vain to be above him. For you have much exceeded. In other words, you've raised yourself up in your mind.
Right.
A little too much. You're not as hot as you think you are.
Right. That would be Pharisaic type thinking. And so Ezra is guilty of that too.
The ego, right? That's what the Jews do. They are so arrogant. Their arrogance is going to destroy them. Praise Yahweh.
Amen.
Verse 35, did not the souls also of the righteous ask questions of these things in their chambers, saying, how long shall I hope on this fashion?
Right. How long? Can't stand it anymore. Please come, Jesus. Get it over with now.
When comes the fruit of the floor of our reward, the threshing floor?
Mm-hmm.
When is he going to destroy the Jews?
That's right.
And we're still asking that question. And we still keep answering that question when he's doggone good and ready.
Right.
Don't worry about it. It's his play.
Right, yeah. Well, worry about how you come through it. That's what you got to worry about.
Yeah, you get right with him first and let him run the show.
Right.
Okay.
And enjoy the ride if you can.
He is the great director of this play in the sky.
The last roller coaster leaves in 20 minutes.
And
get ready.
Only he has the script.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Verse 36, and under these things, Uriel, the archangel, gave them answer and said, even when the number of seeds is filled in you, for he has weighed the world in a balance. Verse 37, by measure has he measured the times. And by number has he numbered the times, and he does not move nor stir them until the said measure be fulfilled.
Well, the first advent.
Not one jot or tittle of the Torah shall fail until heaven and earth has passed away.
All right. And all will be fulfilled.
And it's still here.
Right.
All isn't fulfilled yet. The heaven and earth haven't passed away. The Torah is still in effect.
Right.
And we need to go back to it.
Yes.
That's the key.
And that first advent was all fulfilled by the rituals of the Levites. It was all, the timing of it all was pre-planned by Yahweh. It all had to take place in exact timing. And his timing was perfect. And it happened. Okay. So.
And he's given us the symbolic feast days.
That's right. That's right.
At certain times.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, thus and thus and thus will occur on one of these feast days.
Yes, yes.
Be ready. Be prepared.
Be ready. Right. And so the second advent has got the same timing to it. And so what we're being told here is this timing is set. It's set in Yahweh's timetable. So just be patient and be righteous, so you can be counted worthy when the time comes. Please continue.
Verse 38. Then answered I, and we're about five minutes here.
Okay.
Then answer I and said, O Yahweh, that bearest rule. Because he's talking beyond. This is a messenger. He's talking to the one that's giving the message.
Okay.
Not the messenger himself.
Right.
The messenger is a tool like we are. O Lord, or Yahweh, that bearest rule, even we are full of impiety. Verse 39, and for our sakes, perhaps it is that the floors of the righteous are not filled because of the sins of those that dwell upon the earth. Verse 40. So he answered me and said, go thy way to a woman with child and ask of her when she has fulfilled her 9 months, if her womb may keep the birth any longer within her.
Well, they can do that at the hospital with drugs, right?
This is at this time. In other words, when you start to get your birth pains, are you going to say, no, I don't want to have this kid yet?
Yeah, right.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
That, verse 41, then said I, know, Lord, that can she not? And he said unto me, in the grave, the chambers of souls are like the womb of a woman. Verse 42, for like as a woman that travails make haste to escape the necessity of the travail, even so do these places haste to deliver those things that are committed to them. Verse 43, from the beginning, look, what you desire to see, it shall be showed you.
Okay, so this is the promise.
We really are close here.
Right, right. So the archangel... Well, this ends the paragraph here in my paragraph Bible, and we've still got several verses to go before the end of chapter 4, okay, which we're not going to get them all in at this point. No. Unless you want a speed read.
No.
Yes.
No, it doesn't do it justice when you do that.
So basically what Uriel is telling Esdras here is that just as the birth pangs of a woman are guaranteed to occur, and she knows when she's about to give birth, when she starts to feel those birth pangs, We will know when the judgment day is coming. Those of us who are giving birth or getting ready to be birthed into the kingdom, will know. Everybody else will just be utterly confused. What's going on? Why is there all this chaos? And they look around and they just don't have any answers. And that includes the damn Judeo-pastors, because they've already promised their flock that they've already been saved. And, go ahead.
Well, those of us who are called, we get it. We understand what's going on because it's been given to us to understand. But we look around as witnesses. That's what our purpose is witnesses. And to try to enlighten those that have not been given the knowledge so that their eyes may be opened and they can see clearer. Red pill.
Right, red pill.
Okay.
Right.
And that's what we're engaged in. Yes. And that's what these shows are designed to do.
Yes.
So,
And that's an interesting development. I'm glad you mentioned the red pill, because there are a lot of ex-feminists coming out making videos about how feminism brainwashed them.
I read a bunch of those. That's amazing.
Those are really good. I mean, woman after woman after woman is now coming forward and saying, this feminism is BS. They brainwashed me. They lied to me. They didn't tell me that men suffer too, right? And that men get raped, and that men have far more injuries, and men commit far more suicides. And I was trained to hate men by these feminists. Now I realize that I was brainwashed.
Yep.
It's amazing.
It's bad.
Yes.
It's really bad. They have damaged the women of our race.
Yes, yes.
And they will pay a hefty price for that.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will. But it's great to see so many white women coming out and seeing this and
time
recognizing.
To go.
Yes.
We're almost there.
And I forgot the music because we were late. So thanks for listening. Praise Yahweh, Pass the Ammunition, folks. See you next time.